This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was painful during the game. But obviously, you know, you got adrenaline going. You know, you don't feel, you know, everything until it wears down a little bit. Thank God it was nothing serious. You know, all the tests checked out.
I feel like you're at physically right now?
I got 2 days to kind of figure it out. Gotten better every single day. I mean, obviously, you know, going down is never easy. Obviously, you want to get back out there as soon as possible. You know, so I'm going to do what I can to get back as soon as possible. And if that's Sunday, then it's Sunday. If it's not, then, you know, it's not.
That's Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Is he going to be ready to play? No, we'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see. Maybe. That's everyone's favorite trademark word,
hey,
right?
Listen,
maybe.
Kevin maybe. King was doubtful maybe. One Friday and still played. You don't know how this thing may shape out.
It appears that going down
Good
south,
point.
It'll be the Chicago Bears will be facing the New Orleans Saints without Drew Brees, as we already know. Also without Alvin Kamara and Jared Cook. Those have big fantasy implications. We'll get your fantasy questions answered with Tom Kesnick at 4 o'clock. Use the hashtag BigFantasy at 105.7FMTheFan for your tweets. We'll also take your telephone calls at 414-799-1250. Right now we go to the Great Midwest Bank Hotline and welcome in Ben Fennell. You follow his film breakdowns at BenFennell_NFL. Hey, Ben, how we doing before week 7?
Oh, it's a beautiful day down here in Columbia, South Carolina, ready for another great week of football.
So what's the deal? Are the Gamecocks ready to make it 2 in a row? Because they just had a huge win against Gary's Georgia Bulldogs.
Well, they really have to manage success, and they've never had a win like this. This is a signature win under Will Muschamp, and now how do they handle it? Do they have another back-to-back upset, knocking off Florida, coming off their first loss last week in a tough game against LSU? How will South Carolina manage the big win over Georgia? Will they rebound and keep it going, or will they fall a little flat and get a little fat and cocky? So should be a good game tomorrow, 12 Eastern on ESPN.
And that is a big league tease for my man, Ben Fennell. All right, Ben, let's go to the guys that get paid to play. They're going to be without, once again, Devontae Adams at the receiving core. We've been asking it pretty much all day. We just heard from Marquez Valdes-Scantling. He's not sure if he's going to play. Who's going to catch the football for Aaron Rodgers? Or if it was you, who would you believe should be catching the football for Rodgers this week?
Well, it really doesn't matter, to be honest with you, because Rodgers is going to lead all his receivers to water, but he can't make them drink. And whoever it is, they just need to catch the football. Rodgers is going to do everything he can to give them accurate balls on time and give them opportunities and put them in positions to be successful. And that's what he did last week, whether that's a Darius Shepherd, whether that's a Jimmy Graham, whether that's a running back out of the backfield. The plays work. The throws were there. We need to catch the ball. And no matter who's in the game, whether it's an undrafted free agent or a free agent off the street, like a Ryan Grant, who's played a lot of football in this league, whoever it is, they need to do their job and catch the football first and foremost.
All right, let's talk about Ryan Grant, because a lot of Packer fans probably haven't seen a lot of Ryan Grant in their lifetime. So what does he bring to the table for the Packers this week?
Well, he's played a lot of football in the NFL. He's with the Washington Redskins for about 4 or 5 years down there with Jay Gruden. He's caught a lot of balls. He's played some time in the slot over the middle of the field. He's shown he can win on the outside as well. He's not really a blazer, and he's not really a big receiver guy. So he can do a little bit of everything. You can line him up all over the field. He's a bit of a, not to be a knock, he's a bit of a poor man's Devontae Adams. And now that's just a credit to Devontae Adams and where he's taken his career and his game. So that's kind of the model of receiver in Devontae, in that he could win inside, he could win outside, he could win down the field, and he could win in the quick game. He's just not the caliber of receiver of Devontae Adams, but a veteran receiver and somebody that I could think can just give him a little bit more production and veteran savvy than some of the undrafted guys and some of the guys still finding their way in this league.
Hey, Ben, it's Mike Clemens. When you were watching tape from the Monday Night Football game, it's clear that Darrell Bevell went right after 25 Will Redmond, who's in for Darnell Savage, and find ways to get Adrian Amos to come up. And I think that John Gruden and his coordinator, Greg Olsen, are going to try and do the same thing. They'll get that Wallers, 6'6" tight end, maybe draw Adrian Amos up, and that'll put number 25 Redmond back there single. And, you know, do you think that that's what the Lions were going after for a deep ball and putting Will Redmond deep back there?
Yeah, absolutely. And now I think 98% of safeties would have fit on that opening flea flicker. What a great call by Daryl Bevel coming off the bye week and to open a game with a flea flicker. I'm telling you, most safeties in NFL, in college, are going to come up and defend the run on that play. That's just a great call, and you got to give him a tip of the hat to, you know, going that call and having a risky call to open a game. But I think what the Raiders want to do, and philosophically, is a really tough offense to counter because they have a big, burly offensive line. They have a 350-pound right tackle in Trent Brown and Gabe Jackson at right guards, every bit of 330, and Incognito at left guard. They love getting multiple tight ends on the field. They want to get the defense to be big. But then all of a sudden they motion these guys out and they want to get their tight ends Foster Moreau in space and Darren Waller, the tight end who just got a new contract this week, in space. And that's going to put a big target on these safeties like Will Redmond, Adrian Amos, and even the linebackers like a B.J. Goodson, where you think he's going to be on the field to defend the run, and then suddenly they're going to try to isolate him in the pass game and take advantage of his coverage deficiencies. So it should be a really interesting cat and mouse between Mike Pettine and John Gruden and how you're going to counter the different personnel packages and the personnel that the Raiders want to put on the field.
Because you know what we thought, Ben, that maybe this defense weren't very good against the run, and then all of a sudden you watch the Lions game, and then basically this defense played from behind. They forced the Lions into five field goals, and that's the ultimate reason why they didn't win. I think now maybe this could be the ultimate test with this defense and this run defense. Can his defense stand up? Do we find out this week it's for real? Because I think every week we always question this defense after we saw that Philly game.
Well, if there was ever a threshold on whether this front seven could hold up against the run, it's going to be this week. And there's a lot of situations and defensive packages where the Packers may only have one 300-pound player on the field. And that's not going to hold up against the big, nasty Rodney Hudson at center and Gabe Jackson and Trent Brown. Mike Pettine's going to have to beef up this defense this week. And then it's just a matter of, can B.J. Goodson hold up in coverage when he does get isolated against a linebacker? Or can Adrian Amos defend Darren Waller out in space like he did last week against T.J. Hockenson in the red zone? I know Hockenson had his hand on the ball and kind of came loose as he went to the ground, but those are the types of pass plays that opposing offenses want to isolate linebackers and safeties, and you got to, you know, live up to the challenge on those pass downs. But I do have some concerns about the Packers' front seven holding up against the run against this big Raiders offensive line.
So you're right about, you know, John Gruden still likes to run the football and grind it out, and they got this Josh Jacob kid who looks pretty good. He looks like he'll play with his elbow injury. Derek Carr doesn't mind handing off to him. The Packers have been criticized for their run defense, and I think it pretty much came up that it was Dean Lowry, the right defensive tackle, the guy that took over for Mike Daniels. Did you see improvement? Because Mike Pettine claimed last night when we asked him about it, he said Lowry was biting on things. He was not staying in his gap. He wasn't literally letting the play come to him, and he's improved. Is that what you see in your film study?
Yeah, you know, I've seen great disciplined play from Dean Lowry, whether it was week two against the Vikings and carrying out all those play-action boots from Kirk Cousins and being the one to stay at home and pressure him when he got out on the perimeter. And then I thought last week against the Lions, he's really proven to be a solid run defender. And whether he takes on a tight end, a double team, a backside cutoff block, I think he's winning in a variety of ways. It's just a matter of, can he contribute in the pass game? And he doesn't have a whole lot of upside in getting after the quarterback. He's got short arms. He doesn't have a great first step. When he is on the field and defending the run, he does his job, and he's a really tough player. And I love that Za'Darius Smith nicknamed him the Juggernaut this past week, the X-Men character. And I could definitely see that that type of play style and play demeanor when he's on the field. But defending the run will be his priority first and foremost when he's on the field.
Talking football with Ben Fennell at BenFennell_NFL for his film breakdowns on the Green Bay Packers, where you follow along all season long. Ben, they finally run one of, I saw in your breakdown, your favorite plays in all of football. They get the jet sweep motion. They freeze the backers against the one high safety. They have the opportunity to get Aaron Jones on the wheel route, and Aaron Jones lets it go right off his face. So are you seeing some of the designs that you expected to see in this offense, kind of based around Kyle Shanahan's scheme, that really is starting to really blossom before our eyes up in Green Bay?
Absolutely. You're seeing Aaron Rodgers still having that strong right arm and can place pinpoint accuracy around the field, but then sprinkling some interesting concepts and scheming guys open. And that play I've seen work dozens of times in the NFL and in college, and to see Aaron Jones drop it, I was watching with a buddy. I just kind of looked over, and we both kind of smirked, like, wide open. That play works every time. It's undefeated against cover one and cover three, any single high scheme. It was wide open for the taking. I hope they go back to it. I don't know if it'll be this week, next week, or in a couple weeks, but that's a play that works, and I promise you the Packers will go back to it at some point. But just a very refreshing kind of new-age Green Bay Packers to see different players schemed open, in that it's really not a tough read or a tough play for Aaron Rodgers, and the kid just needs to catch the ball, and I know he can.
What's your take on the Raiders defense? Because when I've watched them, particularly in that secondary, these guys like to thump. They might not be the smartest bunch, but they like to hit hard, and that seems to make Gruden happy. What's your take on the Raiders defense?
Absolutely. You know, Carl Joseph on that back end just wants to be a linear missile over the field, but this Raiders secondary, I think, is either 31st or 32nd and giving up big plays. So they want to come down and hit. They're aggressive, but they're a little too aggressive. They bite on a lot of double moves. And with that linear type of explosive aggression by those safeties, they have some big hits, and they also whiff on you too. And they have some missed tackles that have resulted in some huge plays behind them. So they'll be aggressive. They're going to take their licks out there. But these are guys that I think you can make miss in space, and maybe even work in a double move or two and really attack the youth in that their over-aggressive approach.
Ben, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week. What do you got happening this Sunday at Lambeau, Packers and Raiders?
Thank you very much, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it, man. That is Ben Fennell joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. Appreciate his time. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.